Timber is one of Wisconsin's largest industries, but since 2005, 24,000 jobs in that sector have been lost. That's including cuts at the state's paper mills. The House Agriculture Subcommittee met in Appleton on the request of 8th District Representative Steve Kagan. Wisconsin only has one national forest, the Shawamigan-Nicolet Forest. Its supervisor is Jeannie Higgins. She told Kagan about a plan crafted 5 years ago. It provided for logging on 20,000 acres every year.
We're currently treating about half of that, which is allowing us to supply about 70 to 80 million board feet per year.
Well, this concerns me very greatly because without those board feet coming out of the national forest, you're not really feeding the mills and the yards that are in close proximity. It really hurts our economy, wouldn't you agree?
Higgins said there is enough lumber coming out of the national forest to sustain the marketplace, which is hurting partly because of the nation's housing slump. But she said lawsuits are also standing in the way of more logging. Committee members also heard from an attorney with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. The group has sued the Forest Service over what it calls irresponsible logging projects. It argues for a logging policy that serves the economy while balancing the state's natural resources. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.